The Lawrence Humane Society does 10,000 loads of laundry per year. Hundreds of soiled rags and bedding go through the facility's washers and dryers every day in a small, noisy room crammed with cleaning supplies. And the machines never last more than 6 months or so.
So one of the things I'm most excited about in our new facility is that we'll have commercial washers and dryers that will, you know, withstand all kinds of things and have a maintenance agreement.
That's Kate Meggie, executive director of the Lawrence Humane Society. And they're not just getting new washers and dryers. They're getting a whole new building. Earlier this year, Meggie and the rest of the shelter staff launched the public portion of a new campaign called For Them. The goal is to raise the remaining $2 million of a $7.5 million plan for a new facility, which will be constructed on the same site as the current one. The Humane Society's small, squat metal building is only about 20 years old, practically brand new by Lawrence standards. But even though it's not very old, Meggie says nearly everything inside the building is out of date. Laundry is just one of the concerns. Staff members constantly have to work in dingy, cramped areas that aren't able to meet their needs or the needs of the animals. We push open a heavy door from the lobby and walk into the kennel room. The cacophony of barking, audible from the lobby, immediately grows louder.
It's a noisy room. Imagine what it would be like to live in this room. You know, that's what I think about for these dogs. It's stressful for them.
The Humane Society sees a large influx of orphaned kittens this time of year. They're not quite at the 120 cat capacity, but staff members still have to work around space constraints, and so do the cats.
Cats don't respond to stress incredibly well, and particularly if they're coming out of a home into a noisy cage where they can hear dogs barking or they can smell one another, the stress really negatively impacts them and it makes them far more likely to get sick.
Best practice in the industry recommends that each cat cage have 11 square feet of living space. The felines here have 9. And that's an improvement. They used to live in half that space. But these minor improvements have already made a difference. The shelter doubled the size of the cages, and that boosted the adoption rate. The average homeless cat used to live here for 37 days. Now the typical stay is just 14 days. Meggie says that ventilation is one of the biggest problems in the current building. The HVAC system is outdated, making managing the spread of disease almost impossible. Kittens and puppies are susceptible to upper respiratory infections and other ailments that have a high fatality rate. And when the animals do get sick, they're treated at the shelter clinic.
It's very, very small.
The medical facilities at the shelter are about the size of an average dorm room. In this space, animals are recovering from surgery, still sleeping off the anesthetic. Fluorescent light bulbs flicker over several small dogs gently placed on the floor on top of towels because there's not enough space for a proper recovery area. There's not space for diagnostic equipment either, and most of the clinic's diagnostic work has to be outsourced to other veterinarians in the area.
If we had radiology, we would use it all the time.
That's Humane Society veterinarian Jennifer Stone. Stone says acquiring X-ray equipment would literally be a lifesaver.
There are many times when we really need to see what's going on inside of an animal, and we have to set up special appointments to do that right now. And if we had that, we would be able to do things a lot more quickly, make decisions faster, and, you know, resolve suffering more quickly.
The goal is to break ground on the new building in early 2018. And so far, things are looking good. The For Them campaign has raised more than $6 million. The Humane Society is encouraging supporters to help raise another $150,000 before the end of August. If the goal is met, animal lovers can expect a shiny new 20,000 square foot building, complete with new enclosures for cats, dogs, and small mammals, a clinic for treatment and diagnostics, meeting and workspaces for employees and community members, and, best of all, a happier life for the homeless pets of Lawrence. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Courtney Bierman.